The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yes, and it's another gorgeous day. We're getting that last little tinge of summer coming in.
Final.
I'm super excited.
Shots
it's
of summer
so gorgeous.
Here. Yes. Beautiful out. 75 degrees coming up here. Clear blue sky.
I know. I actually got on our boat yesterday.
Oh, nice.
We finished getting our boat loan taken care of, and then we decided we'd go out and get on the boat for a little while.
Celebrate.
So, yeah, we went to Duke's and Lake Union.
Oh, nice. That's always nice.
Yeah, and timed how long it takes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing for us to know, so that if we tell somebody like, hey, we're going to get in the boat, we're going to go, or hey, let's get in the boat. So it's really, really important if you're trying to get there by happy hour, which we did not make.
I was going to say, it takes a long time getting through the cut there.
Yeah.
But
we timed it. Now we know. Yeah. And we took the dog with us, so he was like chill, hanging out the dock. You know,
nice.
It was good. It was nice.
Oh, that's
a fun
place.
But
the beauties of living in the Northwest.
Yes, yes. Well, apparently we have been infecting our friends a little bit, because we just found out also yesterday that another friend of ours just bought a boat. So that whole thing of us doing the boat show last year has apparently started cascading into...
Yeah. You're welcome, James.
Yes, I know. We're helping the local economy.
That's right. That's right. Well, once you know, we have so much to see and explore out there, and even not that far from Seattle, there's some really cool stuff. Of course.
Oh yeah.
You know, the San Juans and all the islands, mm-hmm. South Sound. Heck, there's.
But that's not where you were this weekend.
No.
You went up to the Oyster Run.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. My brother and a bunch of friends, I jumped on our Harleys and mm-hmm. rode up to Anacortes, which is the 35th annual Oyster Run.
Mm-hmm.
So for 35 years, Anacortes, and they must be nuts, but they host probably the largest motorcycle gathering in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So
how many people show up? Is it like 20,000?
At least. We were trying to figure that out. At least probably 25,000 motorcycles were up there this weekend.
That's a lot of leather.
They closed the entire town, and
eight
or nine blocks packed with bikes.
Oh, yeah. I saw your videos.
And what was it? You were like, hey, you should look up my friends. They're realtors up there. And I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, they'll be riding a Harley Davidson.
Okay,
like,
I didn't say that. You did that being a smart
ass. They'll be wearing the black leather. It's like...
That was your friends chiming in on that at that point on Facebook, because that was not me. I knew that would be a problem. But that's why I had to remind you that I believe you'd met them before. So I was like, you might recognize their faces, even if they're underneath, you know, some kind of a
helmet
or whatever.
That's an amazing gathering, especially if you're interested at all in people watching. There's all sort of walks of life that will show up to an event like that.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, of course, us, you know, my group of friends, there's about six of us that we say we're in a gang. You know, but really that's just because we don't pay any dues. If we paid dues, we'd be in a club, but we don't, so we must be a gang.
Oh, gosh.
So,
what are you, like
I can't say the name of the gang over the air because that'd be inappropriate.
But we don't need a reminder of how our show went Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you know, but you look at the typical, you know, biker, you know, and some of these guys, they got the beards, they're all scruffy and everything, But if you ask them, you know, what do you do for the living? They're like, oh, I'm a CPA, you know.
I was going to say, it's kind of a poser fest.
Oh, sometimes.
It's It's what I wish I could be and what I wish I had in terms of freedom in my life. But it's not always fully free.
Well, the other day we were talking about cosplay. I mean, what's the difference? You know?
Well, I know.
It's all fun. Yeah, as long as people get out there having fun. And I will make you you know, there's a saying with Harley riders, especially, is you don't see a lot of Harleys parked in front of a psychiatrist's office. That's some
my
of the
husband
best therapy
says that
out there.
Frequently. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Right.
He was a little jealous. He wished he'd been out on his motorcycle, but you know,
yeah, had to go boating instead. Poor baby.
Well, no, he did that yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah, Yeah, wow. Sunday we watched the game and hung out. And then we also went down to Four Generals Brewing.
They're very cool.
Yeah, the same, the Hudspeth family that we had here on the show. Yes.
Yeah.
Ross and Mary and Mike, and I met their daughter Emily now, so I've pretty much met the entire family of the Hudspeths.
The new brewery and tasting room down in Renton in the old City Hall.
Yeah, the original City Hall, not just the old City Hall,
but
the original.
Which even still has the jail room. It still has the jail cell.
It has the ladies' jail cell door still there, which is really, really cool. And they actually just got a write-up in a Seattle Met magazine as one of the top new breweries in the area.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, very tasty. I was a big fan of the Scottish Red.
There you go.
On Sunday, especially as we watched the Seahawks, you know, beat
pummel.
Out the... Yes, it was so awesome.
Pummel San Francisco.
It was a great game.
That was beautiful.
But anyway, so... Do you want to do a little bit of update? We have a guest for our listeners who are out there. We want to let you know we do have, as usual, a wonderful guest on today. And I'm just going to say hello to him real quick, if I can spit it out.
Absolutely.
So Tim Burkhart from KHBB Law, you're here with us today.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. You are our first attorney that we've had on the air.
Yes.
So I have a whole thick stack of questions I'm going to ask you.
And, no, they're probably all lawyer
my
jokes.
First question.
Remember, you get what you pay for.
Well, that's right. That's like, the guy said, hey, you know, to his attorney for $500, can I ask you two questions? And the attorney says, yeah, sure. What's your second question?
Oh, my gosh. That's a good one, actually.
Right. You know, this is my second time on air.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm already banned from public radio. So this is pretty perfect. Take care of commercial radio.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Well, fantastic.
That's
okay.
That's all good.
What were you on for?
KUOW, their midday show. This would be about 6-7 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On estate planning. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Well,
once I got over the fear of standing there in front of one of these things.
Oh, sure.
Yes. Well, you know, we try to say that this is very conversational. I'd be like, it's a little bit disturbing to have a microphone stuck in your face, but it's really like we're just having a conversation. And sometimes we have callers who call in with questions. So anyone out there listening, if you happen to have estate planning questions,
that's right.
You might want to put this number down, 866-712-1300.
Wow, and you didn't even cheat. You didn't look
down
at the number on the table there.
I know. I have it memorized.
Very good. You can also tweet us. So tweet us at Team Reba, or you can tweet me at Eric is my banker. And we're always available to answer questions and give you advice and information, you know, kind of help with the the brain trust. I always mention every person's situation is a story problem these days. And so we kind of love helping to kind of crack those problems, solve those puzzles. So reach out to us if you have questions or if we can help you with information or resources.
Yeah. But before we get into all the fun stuff about estate planning, because most people don't think estate planning is necessarily fun, I actually enjoy talking about it because I think there's so many interesting aspects around it. But
that's right.
And because we do look at things like story problems, I see estate planning kind of the same way.
Right,
so I find it fascinating. But you want to go through market?
Quick rate update?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm kind of looking at my live, sort of ticker here of mortgage-backed securities. And this is about the third day in a row we've had a pretty good day for interest rates.
Okay, good.
So, we've been seesawing back and forth a little bit over the last several weeks. The Fed meeting last week kind of went our way. And it's put a bit of downward pressure on interest rates. Right now, mortgage rates are pretty much close to a two-month low point today. So timing is very good if you're out there thinking about refinancing or purchasing a home. Today's conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loan, if you're purchasing a home, is 3.375%.
That's a nice one.
15-year fixed rates are down to 2.75. 10-year fixed rate, 2.625. And jumbo 30-year fixed rates, I checked one this morning, we're at 3.5% for a 30-year fixed rate jumbo loan up to about $2 million. They're really, really good. You know, I was on this run the other day. I ran into a friend of mine. And, of course, we got talking banking, of course. And this friend...
Are you talking about on the Oyster Run you
have
this?
Yeah, the Oyster Run.
Okay.
And this friend is at 5.125%. And I...
Crikey, why hasn't he refied?
I said, how long ago did you take that loan out? He goes, 2007.
Yeah, I was about to say 2006.
Oh, my gosh. I go, you're eligible for a HARP loan. These things are going to be sunsetting here at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
You can still get these loans. You don't need an appraisal. Very easy to qualify for. And you get the rates. I looked at him. I said, I failed you as a friend. He goes, no. I knew I needed to reach out and get that sorted out.
Sometimes people just need a little nudge.
They do. Yeah. They do.
So, or HARP only for non-jumbo loans?
HARP is for a loan. Yes, it'd be non-jumbo for it's any loan that's owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And it was originated before May 30th of 2009. So the way you can find out if your loan is eligible is you just go online and Google, is my loan owned by Fannie Mae? And if it says no, then you can say, is my loan owned by Freddie Mac? And you can do a search based on your name and your address, and it'll tell you.
It's the first and second thing that come up on Bing.
That's right.
Start typing it
in. Yeah. It's a very, very popular
search. Is my loan owned?
And
boom, it's
That's
already
right.
there.
You know, if you don't know how to type, you could always call me or tweet me at Eric is my banker. Mm-hmm. And always happy to look that up for you. So these programs are still out there, and there are people still out there eligible for them.
Yeah. So speaking of nudging, though. Mm-hmm. I need to mention something that is coming up that I'm going to be part of that is in early October. So it's not an open house with Team Reba event like we sometimes have, but this is a brand new organization having their inaugural event here. It's a women's real estate networking event. Hmm. So it's called REN, W-R-E-N, so Women's Real Estate Network. And we are doing our first meetup on October 5th at 6:30. It's going to be at the Revel Consulting headquarters located at 2226 3rd Avenue in Seattle. It's on the corner of 3rd and Bell, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's going to run from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And Deborah Rezo, who is the gal who's kind of getting this launched for us, she's actually from California, but she's been doing this in California for a while. And they're taking it here to our marketplace. And she has a connection with a friend of mine, Elizabeth Embry, who is her own real estate investor, who's up to somewhere 40 plus units of her own with her and her husband. Mm. So she's been really going gangbusters
Pretty
in the
busy
investing
realtor
world.
Right there, yeah.
Well, she's not an agent. She's a investor owner.
Oh, okay.
And Got so it. She's been buying throughout the United States and getting that coaching through the REN organization. So Deborah, who is helping launch this, is going to be up here, and Elizabeth's going to be part of it, and I'm going to be a speaker at the event as well, so people can contact me for more information or
Excellent.
Look up Meetup.
All right. Well, when we come back, we have Tim Burkhart. We're going to be talking about some trust issues, some legal issues. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for more with Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.